I'm sorry, but nobody is buying this. Nobody is buying this. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, a moderate, blue, green, up, down, left, right. It doesn't matter. People across the aisle are not buying this. And I have no idea how more people are not screaming and yelling about what's going on. Because Mitch McConnell released a new photo today on day 44 of being missing in action. Could technically be day 45, depending on how you count it. But we'll be kind here. We'll go with day 44. Of being MIA, of not representing the people of Kentucky, of still getting paid for being a United States senator, when all we have gotten through this entire time is essentially two photos, maybe three photos. And this is the new photo that we got today. This is not an acceptable proof of life photo for day 44. And look, I don't wish any ill will on Mitch McConnell. We all know what his legacy will be. We all agree on what his legacy will be after he's done being a United States senator. But this is the photo that we get today of Mitch McConnell of day 44. This is practically identical to the one we already have. We've got to break all of this down. This team, Mitch McConnell's team, I'm under the position that they are breadcrumbing us, trying as hard as they can to get to August 8th, the deadline that Governor Andy Beshear has to call a special election. If Governor Andy Beshear doesn't call a special election by August 8th, and this seat goes vacant, it will not be filled until the next election. So they are essentially trying to get to August 8th. So there is no chance that Andy Beshear can call a special election. So again, this just posted breaking: Mitch McConnell's team releases new proof of life photo. This is practically identical to the last photo. And I remind you that the 911 call to Mitch McConnell's house said, in the call we heard, that his heart stopped. Like, CPR was being performed, but Mitch McConnell's team saying that was not the case, and their current storyline is that he suffered a minor fall. At a minor fall, you have to be able to record videos and show your constituents you're okay. You have to. At the bare minimum, a video. I'm not even asking you to walk into your office. A video, if it's a minor fall, you are taking the same photo that you just took like a week ago as your proof of life. Breaking: a statement from the office of the attending physician says Mitch McConnell is, quote, not yet medically cleared to leave the rehab facility and return to the office. This photo looks so similar to the one we already have. Mitch McConnell's doctor released a statement today, and his office released a new photo. Not yet medically cleared to leave rehab. Why? If it was only a minor fall with no complications and he's working, why can't he leave? Why can't he make a video or audio statement? And why does he look worse in this picture than the last one? He's wearing a very similar button-down shirt. His wife almost in an identical position that she was last time. So let's take a look. Actually, this is a video from today as I record this in front of the hospital where Mitch McConnell is. And we will talk a little bit more about this. But I made a video last night on TikTok where I said, people wonder why Gen Z is so fed up, why my generation is so angry, why my generation talks negatively about capitalism, why my generation talks negatively about the system as a whole. When is the last time any of us, and I don't care, I'm 24, Adam Ockler's 24, I don't care if you're 24 or you're a little older than us or younger than us, doesn't matter. When is the last time you could go almost 45 days to months, practically. We're just going to call it what it is. Okay, Mitch McConnell's been gone for 2 months. When is the last time that you went 45 days without showing up to work and you still had a job? When is the last time you disappeared for 2 months? You called your manager and you were like, I'm not going to be around. And you still got a paycheck. Never. It doesn't happen. You know what happens in this country if you disappear and you say, hey, boss, sorry, I'm in the hospital for a few days. Maybe they'll give you a few days. You're not getting paid, but they'll give you a few days. After that few days, you're canned. You're getting fired. And then you're going to be in medical debt for the rest of your life. And Mitch McConnell has spent his career voting against paid sick leave, stripping healthcare from Americans. And now, nearing month two, our tax dollars are still paying him. And again, I don't wish him ill will, but this is insanity. No wonder people are fed up with the system. You don't even have to dislike capitalism or be fed up with the system to understand why people, specifically who are my age, are so fed up. Let's take a look at this video. Do me a favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out, because this is the Adam Mockler channel. I'm filling in for Adam right now. I usually do one video a day for Adam, but right now I'm doing two because Adam is on vacation. The kid, I have never seen this guy take a break, okay? He works every day from like 7 a.m. to practically 10 p.m. and then goes to bed. And we pushed him. We were like, Adam, you've got to take a little bit of break. And you've probably seen, he's still recording videos on this channel. He's like, okay, I'll go on vacation, but I'm still going to record. But Chris, I'll decrease one of my videos a day and you can take over. So the Adam Mockler channel never stops. So show Adam some love in the comments down below. And if you appreciate the work that we do, hit subscribe and check out my YouTube channel down below. I appreciate each and every one of you. Take a look.
All right, everyone. I am outside of George Washington University Hospital again. This will be day 44 of the medical miracle Mitch McConnell. At least that's what his office wants us to believe. But I'm going to walk around here. I'm 90% sure his security detail with Capitol Police is still here. I'm going to make another video right after this to kind of address rapid CPR girl she went through and actually spoke with, oh, look here. One of the cars finally moved, but they have the US Capitol Police cone there. So these two spots, by the way, they're typically reserved for, from what I've heard, these kind of security details for high level government officials that do come here. So one vehicle has moved, but they left their US, here, I'll show you the US Capitol Police cone is there. And there's always typically somebody in the other vehicle. And this vehicle is running and I see somebody in there. So anyways, they are still here. Don't worry. McConnell's in this hospital. I'm going to explain why Rapid CPR Girl was unable to find him. And it goes back to the design of this hospital. So this hospital was designed and I believe built in 2002, maybe a little bit earlier than that. This hospital was built with not only the President of the United States, but Congress in mind. So this hospital has VIP suites that are built for national security. They are built for not celebrities, but literally protecting the President of the United States of America. So you are not going to find Mitch McConnell or any other government official in this hospital. They are in such hidden units and suites, you will never find them. So do not, please do not even bother trying. So I'll make a video about that here shortly, but yes, he is still here as of today. This is now day 44.
Yeah, and so you get the idea, his Capitol Police security is still outside, or a security detail, I should say. And as we talked about before, and Adam Mockler has talked about, it's pretty strange that if Mitch McConnell has essentially been, and I'll show you the full team statement here in a second, but has essentially been, I guess, discharged from the hospital, but is in like full-time rehab or inpatient rehab, that he would still be at GW. They wouldn't transfer him to, you know, a longer-term rehab facility, like something more specific to rehab, or he has obviously access to world-class facilities in Washington, D.C., and he's still in the original place that they brought him for this, quote, minor fall. The fact that he won't talk to a reporter or even do a video is pretty telling. This is Dan Pfeiffer, who many of you know. Tommy Vitor, who I'm sure many of you know, wouldn't go so far as to call this proof of life. Like, people are calling BS. People are calling BS on this across the aisle. They're calling BS. And again, I said I'd show you the full statement. This is it. I don't have to read the whole thing, but I just want to point out. So it's Mitch McConnell, and he's like talking in first person here. I'm still working hard to get back to my full schedule of work in the Senate in Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. There's no place I'd rather be on the first Saturday in August with the good people of Western Kentucky when I first attended 42 years ago. He's going on this whole thing. You can let me know if you think that this was actually written by him. But from the office of the attending physician, he continues his recovery from a fall at home in June. His physicians visit him, discussing all aspects of his rehabilitation care. Since his discharge from hospital care, he has maintained a strenuous course of physical therapy and rehabilitation. So again, like, I guess the official narrative is that he's not in the hospital. Like, he's been discharged from the hospital, But his full-time strenuous rehabilitation is at GW Hospital, in the hospital? I don't know. That doesn't seem right to me, but I'm not a doctor. Maybe I'm wrong about that. You can let me know again what you think. Mike Nellis here. Another photo of Mitch McConnell's wife holding him up in a chair is not going to quell the many questions people have about this man's health. If he's well enough to go back to work soon, he should be able to shoot a very simple video or call a reporter and tell them he's doing okay. He's not capable of that. And they've decided that not knowing is better than revealing whatever his actual medical status is. This is insane. And I 100% agree here. He hasn't even talked for 60 seconds with Governor Andy Beshear, the guy who's saying, I'm about to call a special election for this. This is making it worse, in my opinion. And it so clearly shows there is something else going on to be doing this as opposed to we're asking for the bare minimum. It's like not even a video waving. Can you get on the phone with a reporter, have them record it, and talk for 60 seconds? That would do more than this. Silence. While McConnell staffers continue to make ridiculous claims about him working from the hospital, silence from him, obviously, from Republicans, from Democrats, mainstream reporters. Somebody grow a goddamn spine. And I certainly agree with that. This video from just a few days ago that I also think more people should be asking questions about. Some people say that they haven't visited Mitch McConnell. They've heard nothing. You know, we have Republican senators saying they're completely in the dark. But then this yesterday from a Republican senator or a few days ago, take a listen.
Hey, how are you?
Do you have any idea what's going on with McConnell, what his condition is right now? Have you heard an update?
I think obviously the public information that I have is that Senator McConnell is recovering and is healing and is in a rehabilitation hospital. That's been what's been reported. I talked with somebody yesterday who visited him and said that he's clear-minded. And he just needs to get stronger.
Do you plan to visit him?
You know, I might wait until he asks, you know, for visitors. I think, you know.
Wait. Time out. Somebody needs to ask who she's referring to. With so many people, again, across the aisle, saying something is up here, somebody should ask, this sitting Republican senator, who is the person that you know who went and visited Mitch McConnell and was with him and hanging out with him and talking to him and he was of clear mind? Who was that? We would love to talk to that person. And then immediately following that, she's like, well, I'm not going to visit him because I want to wait for him to ask for visitors. What? So he's not asking for visitors, except for the one person who magically visited him yesterday and talked to him, and it was great. This was Ted Cruz yesterday being asked about McConnell. Take a listen.
Are you going to need McConnell's vote? Do you hope he comes back before August recess?
I don't know. Of course, I hope Mitch comes back. I hope, you know, my understanding is he's recovering, and I hope he recovers quickly.
Senator, have you been able to speak to him?
I have not spoken to him personally.
What specific bed does it make your mom?
Well, Ted Cruz hasn't spoken to him. Nobody has spoken to him. These magical figures have spoken to him. People we don't know, just like my friend's uncle's wife's dog spoke to him. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. And then Scott Jennings spoke to him for 20 minutes. Those are our only sources speaking to Mitch McConnell. And again, I go back to the beginning. No wonder people are fed up. Americans die and go hungry if they don't show up to work for 44 days. Actually, they die and go hungry if they don't show up for work for 2 weeks, a week. If you no call, no show, one day you get fired. And we have sitting senators who their only interest is retaining power. They are so old. They have been in Congress. They have been in public service for so long. And they will do anything to retain that power. I think AOC absolutely put this best out of any politician who's spoken about this. I think she has the best comms on this. Take a listen.
Mitch McConnell, what are your thoughts on the lack of transparency there?
I think it's unacceptable. I mean, at a certain point, you know, Governor Beshear, he sent that letter, that official notification asking for a request on an update on the status of Senator McConnell. He said at a press conference a day or two ago that they've heard nothing from him. They've received no information. At a certain point, we have to ask ourselves, when do we just name a successor to the seat? And if he can reliably respond, then he's going to have to do that. I mean, I think at a certain point, if he's not responding and it's been over a month, I believe in Kentucky, the threshold for death is not just death, but it also includes a cessation of cognitive function. So we don't know what's going on. McConnell's staff, I assume, at this point, is refusing to give information to the public. If it's not Mitch McConnell himself, it's his staff. And in which case, I think that the governor issued a request for information. It has not been fulfilled for months. We've received no clarity. At a certain point, we have to ask ourselves, when do we just fill the seat? And then if he wants to stay there, he can prove that he's around.
It's very simple. It's very, very simple. And that was very, very well said from Representative AOC. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Again, it would mean so much if you made it this far. Hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out. My name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam while he is on vacation. I will be back here later today with another video. Check out my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you in the next one.